Hi, everyone. Today, our passage is 1 John chapter 4, verses 13 through 21. 1 John 4, 13 through 21. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this command we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. So here in this passage, John is talking again about these really similar ideas of God and love. But in the first half of this passage, he focuses not so much on like how God loves us, but on abiding. Dwelling, living in a sense in the love of God. And what he says here, he talks about like confessing that Jesus is the Son of God, right? If you confess in verse 15, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him. Now, what he's saying here is that confessing, right? This idea is declaring maybe, right? And especially in like Western Christendom, if you will, the idea of confessing Jesus as your Savior, as the Son of God, it's like adhering to or agreeing with a set of ideas or principles or theology of who Jesus is. But I don't think that's what John has in mind here, right? His confession, this confession he's talking about goes so much deeper than that, right? And for him, right, if you confess this, right, it's the living indwelling of God himself, his Spirit within us. Right? And if that's what we have, right? If we have that, it's not just a intellectual idea. What he's saying is that if we agree, if we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then the Holy Spirit, God himself, dwells in us. And it, then he says, whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. And all this is because God is love, right? He's saying that if you confess this, you have the love of God within you. And so what he's getting at is that if we have love for our brothers, then if we love others, then it means we have confessed that Jesus is the Son of God who sacrificed himself for our sins. And what he says here in the second half of this passage, this is a longer one, when we have this love of God, then when we have this indwelling of the love of Jesus within us, then John is telling us that some things then result that come as a result of that love, of that abiding of God within us. I'm just going to point out three things here. Two of them are pretty related. First is that because of this indwelling of God's Spirit, because of this love, we have confidence, he says, in the day of judgment in verse 17. We have confidence in the day of judgment. This means we have confidence that we belong to God, and so that when the day of judgment comes at the end, right, when we stand before God, we have confidence because we've already confessed. We recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. Again, this isn't just a theoretical, intellectual assent of truth. This is saying in the day of judgment, we can say that we have leaned on, we have depended on, we have put our entire lives into Jesus' hands. The second thing that I want to highlight from here is that something that results because of abiding in this love of Jesus, he says there's no fear in love. And again, this is connected to that confidence in the day of judgment. But he's saying is that when we are with God, when we're with Jesus, when he's within us, we don't fear. There's no fear of judgment by God. His perfect love casts out that fear. We're saying we have this confidence and there's no fear because you know what? We know we have God. That's assured. Right? That love is for us. And so why would we need to fear? And then the last thing I want to point out here, which already said it, but because of this love within us, then We love then. Verse 19, we love because he first loved us. Because the Holy Spirit dwells within us, because we have this love of God, because God himself abides in our hearts, we love. We just, by our nature, we love our neighbors, we love our brothers and sisters, we love the people around us because of this love. Let's pray that as the Holy Spirit abides in us, as God himself abides in our hearts, that we have confidence in that we are his. Let's pray that there will be no fear. We will not fear what man can do to us, and we'll not fear even God's judgment, because our relationship with him is assured. And finally, let's pray that we can love as he has loved us, that we can reflect the love of Jesus to the world. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word, and we thank you that you have loved us, that Spirit, that you dwell in our hearts. And we pray that we, as we love you, as we know your love, that we will love our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, our friends, our families, people, our enemies even. God, may your love reign in our hearts, a supernatural, like barrier-breaking kind of love. Won't you move in our hearts, God? We need you. We ask for your presence, for your Spirit, for your love. Move in our hearts, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.